I hate rats.
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 I hate rats.
Let me tell you how scared I am of rats.
The rats may be listening.
I'm terrified of rats.
All of you are scared of rats too.
Rats do not run the city.
Rats don't run our city.
You can be the rat czar.
Fighting crime, fighting inequality, and fighting rats. Fighting rats.
If you're not scared of rats, you are really, you're my hero.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
He's got the word Bing tattooed in his arm.
He does! Ah! Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
It's the wave of the future. I just invested $2 million in Bing.
He invented it.
Yeah, I invented it. It's the other part of that we can't see. Says Bada Bing. Then.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The 2:30 in the morning! Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Do you remember hearing about Jeremy Renner getting,
yes,
like, run over by that tractor?
Yeah, absolutely. Snowplow.
Yeah. So, you know, he did, like, a big interview with, what's her name? You know, the lady at ABC. Diane,
yes,
Sawyer. And so I watched part of this interview,
uh-huh,
and there's two things that I recognized immediately. Well, there's two things that I want to share with you. Okay. Number one, Jeremy Renner is certainly getting the good medication from the doctors.
Good.
You can see it in his eyeballs. And I say, yay, sir. Yay to you. Take it as long as you
eyeballs,
can get it.
One of his eyes almost popped out.
That is. Well, now there's three things I want to tell you about. Because that part of the interview was almost disturbingly graphic the way he described it. He said that he felt his eyeball pop out and he could see his eye with his other eye dangling out of his head. He also mentioned...
Yeah, I guess that makes sense because of, like, your peripheral vision.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Because I can see if I have a tiny little piece of fuzz or something on my nose. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it just freaks me out because he was describing how his eyeball could move. Like, he was moving his eyeball,
yeah,
around. Like, he could looking in different directions. How do you do that without a muscle? I don't know. I don't know how all that's attached. But the fact that they put it back in his head and he looks normal is pretty amazing. Medical science is incredibly advanced
really
right
is.
Now.
Yeah.
Because he described, for any of those of you like me, who have this fear, not of dying, but of the way that you die,
right?
Right? Like, clearly, if I get shot in the head, I'm not going to feel it. Nothing's going to happen. If I go in my sleep, I'm just going to go in my sleep. I'm going to nod off and have a heart attack or a stroke or whatever. If I get run over by a cat, like a snow cat, I'm going to feel every inch of it. Because he described, as the thing rolled over him, how he could feel his toes breaking, then his ankles breaking, then his legs breaking. As it rolled over him, he said, I could feel everything that was being crushed. And then he described that the pain was as if your soul was in pain. It was all encompassing.
I can only imagine.
Jeremy has now fucked me up for life because I wasn't really a huge physical risk taker in the first place. And now I'm definitely patting myself in a bubble before I leave the house. That's for fucking sure. I'm going to start slowing down when I drive because I don't want to get into any kind of car accident. It makes me scared. But the second, third thing that I took away from this interview was that ABC, I don't know who needed to do this interview, but, you know, Jeremy he's a national interest because he's an actor in a lot of these big movies.
I love him in that one show, that Mayor of Kingstown.
Dogstown or whatever? Mayor
Kingstown.
Of Kingstown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it good?
It's so good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Jeremy Renner as an actor.
I didn't even really pay attention to him. I knew he was in the...
Born Identity? The Marvel movies?
The Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I knew he was in that before, but I didn't quite know who he was until the show.
Mm-hmm. He was good
so
in the
good.
Born Identity, too.
Okay.
So... ABC graphically and probably not necessarily was not needed. There was no necessity in adding a graphic like one of these bad 80s graphics that showed it? Jeremy, like, you know, trying to jump up on the snow cat, then getting his leg caught in, then the thing crushing his little body.
God.
But this was after he described how he could feel every bone in his body breaking. So when you watched the animation, all you could do was feel your own bones breaking as you watched it. It was, I don't know, it really shook me. It rocked me. I was thoroughly scared of my body.
Well, the good news is that you don't own a snowplow.
No.
And we don't live in a snowy area of the country yet.
No. Not yet. Not yet. But pretty soon we're going to be underwater with lots of snow.
Yes.
We're going to have an atmospheric river of snow coming in the middle of September pretty soon.
Yes.
But I want to wrap myself in bubble tape. I really do. I don't care. I don't want to. I've broken bones before, and it's not pleasant. It's a not pleasant feeling.
No, I broke my leg.
Oh, God, did that hurt? Mm-hmm. Did you feel it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean, like, did you feel like the actual bone, like, cracking?
Well, I mean, this was when I was in second grade, so I can't quite remember. And I think probably you get, like, a blackout moment, you know, with pain like that.
Can I hit your leg with a hammer? And so just to see if what Jeremy's telling us
is
true.
Let's try it.
Okay, let's try it. I'll give you some dibbity dabs first. Mm-hmm. You want a little Brian ass?
I do.
That good, good. I got that good, good. I got that dibbity dab. Good, good.
I've been reserving it.
Give me a Tina.
While.
Just a little Tina.
Tasty Tina.
Woo! That's the real deal, Brian ass. Yeah, this Jeremy Renner thing really fucked me up. And then I was watching him hobble into Jimmy Kimmel with, you know.
Kimball.
Jimbo Kimball.
That's Kimmel.
Jimbo Kimball, that's his name. Jimbo Kimball. I think that's from the Howard Stern show. Jimbo Kimball. He was walking in and he was like leaning on this cane. You could just tell that his legs were all discombobulated. Reminds me of Tiger Woods when he got in that car accident and his leg broke in 30 places. Guy'll never play good golf again. Never. I don't think like at that level.
He was in contention for the Masters though. I mean, not contention. Yeah. But he made the cut.
Yeah, he made the cut. Mm-hmm. Barely. It was almost like
he broke a record.
He broke a record.
Yeah.
What record was that? Tiger
most
actually making it through.
Consecutive.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
32 or something.
Or most times making it. Yeah.
28, 32.
100, whatever it takes.
I mean, just go watch
24,
that.
Whatever it takes.
Go watch that Jeremy Renner interview with Diane Sawyer.
I've seen it on my Hulu pop up, and I can't watch it yet. I'm not ready.
Tell me how you feel.
It's like maybe what I'll do.
Don't eat any weed gummies before you do
this.
This
is what I'll do. Okay. Is I'll watch a Love is Blind.
Yes.
And then it's some Jeremy Renner.
Good idea.
And then back to Love is Blind. It'll keep me like in a state of emotion.
Yeah, I was watching Shauna Ray reruns and then it popped up and then I was like, oh, okay, let me see what Jeremy has to say about this accident. It kind of
read about it.
Shrouded in mystery a little bit, right? What happened? His little nephew.
Yeah, he saved his nephew.
Yeah. I mean, in the animation, the nephew
of the world.
Yeah, that in the animation, the nephew was way away from any danger, but the animation was certainly not accurate to any degree whatsoever. So it was just ABC looking for some gratuitous blood shots. It's so awful what they do. So awful what they do. So I was watching, you know, these Shauna Ray episodes, and then I popped it on, and I just didn't feel the same for the rest of the night. So I went back to Shauna Ray. Then I went to My Big Fat Amazing Life or whatever with Whitney. That Shauna Ray girl. Remember we talked about Shauna Ray? And we talked about Dan?
Yeah, the guy that was dating her?
The guy that was dating her. So I have an update. They dated for a while off camera. They dated for a while, and Dan could not take the heat that he was getting on the street.
Scrutiny.
He was getting heat street. Because it's hard not... Yeah.
As I've said...
You understand, right?
Yes. As I've said, I think the only way that you could actually date someone... When you look like you're 12,
but
is someone you've known, you've grown up with.
Or they have the similar condition
Or an actual 13-year-old boy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, is that what she has to do? Just keep on dating 13-year-olds? I don't know. But then she's 22, so now that presents another problem altogether.
Now she's the one.
Yeah. Now,
in the reverse.
Man, I'll tell you what. So I was reading about this, and Shauna Ray was... I don't know what's going on outside my door. I think someone's dying. What's going on outside there? Oh, well, I hear somebody running away. So if they're dying, they can go to the ambulance. I'll meet them there after the episode. Shauna Ray and Dan dated for a while off camera. And then Dan had this whole thing in People magazine about how people were on the street. He was getting death threats. People were getting upset with him.
Who gives death threats, by the way? I'm so sick of the...
People who have small penises, honestly, they just do.
I mean, it's better than an actual mass shooting, which we won't even get into right now, which are crazy and rampant. But the death threats, like, really?
Yeah.
Just write a bad review.
Everybody feels.
In your mind, don't like the person.
Everybody feels so entitled.
Why do you have to death threat?
Because they feel like they're behind the internet. Everyone's a big man, right? They all feel entitled, they all feel empowered to be this just tiny little human being that has to scare the shit out of people. Now, we did have an opinion on Dan, and we thought it was weird that he was attracted to a girl who looked like she was 12 years old. Dan, I'm sorry, but that's the truth, right? It just seems
and
a little bit strange.
He had not known her, grown up with her.
He met her on the internet.
Well, I mean, I guess they could have that general knowledge connection.
They could have general knowledge connection.
Just to start.
Could generally knowledgeable.
But then once you see her,
yes.
you gotta be like, ooh, this is just too creepy.
It's way too
creepy. I mean,
if
I had a connection with somebody online, that's one thing, but then I saw them and they looked like they were a 10-year-old boy, I would have to decline.
Absolutely.
We can be friends.
Yeah. I would never date Shauna Ray. If Shauna Ray showed up on a blind date, I would say, I think you're a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
And she seems like a lovely human being.
Yes.
I think you're a wonderful human being. However, I can't get past the fact that you look like some of my friend's children. Like you look very young, and that to me doesn't feel good.
No.
And I don't think I would be like physically attracted to that.
And
right?
then not only that, that's just isolated on that. But then when you do go out on the street.
That's what he was saying.
No
PDA,
saying
people were like,
for sure.
Oh, no, you
don't touch
anybody.
Like you're the uncle or the brother or something.
It's like, it's as if you read this article. That's what he was describing. He said that when they went out, what they would get is, oh, your daughter is very pretty. Or is this your niece?
Yes.
Is this, who is this? Who are you? Why are you with this 10-year-old girl?
Is there an Amber Alert?
Yeah. I shouldn't joke,
no,
but it's true.
Yeah.
And so they had to break up. Now, he claims in this article, he claims they were emotionally close, but never got physically close. And I say that's good because, you know, I don't know what it says about someone that hooks up with a girl that looks like she's 12 years old, but that leaves Shauna Ray again without a love life. So I'm so fascinated to see what happens in season 3. TLC continues to consume my life in every direction. I don't know what... I might even be into Say Yes to the Dress next month. Just pay attention. God. Keep up with me.
Please don't go there.
No, now I'm into My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, which is...
I remember that one.
Yeah, like the Jerry Springer of wedding shows. It's amazing. It's amazing. Those gypsies, they're fucking wild.
Yeah, they are wild.
I would love to have one of those gypsies in studio, like one of those gypsy girls in studio, just for 5 minutes. But I don't think I could take all the yelling and screaming.
I took a belly dancing class.
Yeah.
I could play the part of Gypsy.
We need to get you one of those gaudy wedding dresses.
I have the
hip shaker?
Yeah, with the coins.
Oh, you have the coin thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chrissy, bring that in here. What have you been doing? We're 328 episodes in and you haven't yet to do belly dancing for us? This is crazy. Oh my gosh. We had a guy that wrote in, speaking of like doing wild things on air, we had a guy that wrote in and said he was about to get drug tested at a place that he worked for 10 years. They caught an employee smoking meth on the job. He's been there for a decade.
I'm 2 months old and I know not to smoke meth on the job. By the way, can someone wipe my ass? It's really starting to irritate me. I killed the dog, by the way. I gave the dog a bunch of chocolate. I'm pretty sure it's throwing up blood in the other room. Now, change my diaper!
Thanks, Dante.
Pee pee poo poo.
It's Dante, the Satan baby. So he says, I'm about to get drug tested. I really feel like I should sit down and tell the owners that I'm high almost all the time. That's what he said. He said, I'm high all the time. I take dibbity dabs before work. He also happens to live in a state where it's not legal to do so. But in a lot of other states, I think, so like when you work in California or you live in California or work in California, do you think it's generally frowned upon to show up to work after eating a bunch of gummies? Or is it just like having a glass of wine at lunch or...
I think it depends
on
what company and what part of California.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I went to the LA part of California recently, and I will tell you that the entire town smells like weed. Remember those old shots of like LA with the big smog just hanging over it? It cleared up for a while, but now it's back, and that's because it's everyone. Yeah, it's Seth Rogen smoking all that weed in the morning.
I love it.
But I had this idea. I'm like, oh, we should find some gummies. Take them and then an hour later, start an episode of the commercial break and see how it all works out.
Okay.
I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? It couldn't possibly be worse than our sober episode. So why not? We'll do the dibbity dab episode and see what happens. If you'd like to hear that episode, I'd like to hear from you. So 855-TCB-8383. Text us. Let us know you want us to do it.
$19.99 plus $19.99 shipping.
$19.99 plus $19.99 shipping.
You can hear it.
Yes.
Plus send the weed because Dad here doesn't have any weed. He's a lame ass dad. Where's my titties? I'm hungry. And it still need my ass changed, by the way. So I'm going to wipe that before I get rash back there. Oh, kill the other dog too, by the way. Both dogs are dead. I'm going for the cat next, Dad.
So I so that's an idea that I had to do that. Speaking of completely fucked up lives, speaking of smoking meth, Chrissy, I just cannot get over myself when it comes to one person in the commercial break lore. He's been around forever. You know him, you love him, or you hate him. Frankie B.
Ah.
TCB.
Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
God, I've been missing him.
I've been missing him too, but he hasn't been putting out new episodes. He seems to do this in bursts. Like he puts out new videos. Yeah, that means he's got a girlfriend. That's right. Or he's just broken up with a girlfriend. One of the
two.
Well,
no, when he breaks up, that's when the terror happens.
It's like rapid fire. Yeah. When he has a girlfriend, he's too busy whining her, dining her with his salon suite.
Partying with her.
That's right. Showing her all the salon suites.
They can't get into.
Wait till you watch this one. You're gonna, it's gonna. So Frankie, about a year ago, put together a video on how to follow his path to health, wealth, and success. He wants to show you an average day in the life of Frankie B, how he tackles all these things. So we spend an entire day with Frankie B in about a 25-minute video.
Excited.
Oh, it's just so good. You know that it is. Frankie B is back, showing us his body. And this might be a two-parter, Chrissy. I don't know if we're going to be able to fit this all in. Because you know us with Frankie B, we stop every 3 seconds. Laugh.
It's so good.
It's so good. Okay, here we go. Frankie B's daily routine for health, wealth, and success. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Here we go, Frankie B.
Wait, before we even start, I've got a comment.
I know, like we can't even get through the opening slide.
So on the screen right now, it is
Tuesday.
He's got a couple bars. It's a screenshot of his phone.
Screenshot of his phone.
He's 100% charged. That's good.
That's good. Well, he just woke up. You
locked.
Would hope.
Yeah.
It's the phone's locked.
November 4th. The alarm is going off.
3:45. We don't know if it's AM or PM, but we're going to guess it's AM.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
the kind
going
of guy,
AM.
That's the kind of guy Frankie is. By the way, I hate that fucking
noise. I hate that alarm,
noise.
Too. Hey, it's so jarring.
It is the worst alarm noise.
I just read something the other day about the best alarm to wake up to.
Oh, I have the chime that slowly rolls louder.
Yeah.
You got to go low and slow, and then you got to wake everybody up. Mm. Yes, that's right.
No jarring.
Yes.
Or I'll take a hot dump and start crying. One of those two things is going to happen. Dad.
I bet I just woke a bunch of people, like, you know, there's a bunch of people driving to work and they're like, God damn this show. I bet we lose half our audience right there, which is only two people, but you know.
Ooh, oh my God. Winter in Chicago. It's just about here. Damn, it's cold.
Well, he just tried to blow smoke in the air, but no smoke came out.
Yeah, no smoke came out. So he's not even smoking a cigarette. He tried to like make show you how cold it was. Yeah.
But nothing came out.
Yeah, I can see somebody across the street. You got stanky ass breath, man. Close that mouth.
Most of you are just rolling over. I'm up. I'm getting ready to go to the gym. It's 3:45 in the morning.
God, his voice sounds rough, doesn't it? I know it's 3:45 in the morning. Then he has his opening intro, and the first scene is him smoking cigars and drinking at 3:45 in the morning with a bunch of women.
Well, this is part of his whole intro. Lifestyle, fitness, fashion, fun.
Golf. I haven't seen a golf episode, have you?
No, he does need... He needs to give us a tutorial on his golf swing.
God damn, that girl who walks in that video is beautiful.
He paid her.
Why are you looking at me like I'm some crazy fool? This guy gets up at 3:45 in the morning to go to the gym? Yes. Now, I'm not out the door at 3:45. I get up.
I'm not out the door at 3:45. I'm out the door at 4:05. What I do is I get up, I take a hot shit, and then I wipe my ass best I can, and I head straight to the gym, and I walk in, and I say, look at my bod! Ah, no one's here. What am I talking about?
The 3:45. My coffee.
Well, he's got to get there early. He's got to get there early just because I watched another one, and I don't know if you've seen this one, but I watched the other one where he was complaining about the people on the treadmill.
Oh, yeah,
They didn't go fast enough.
Yeah, they don't go fast enough.
They're not serious.
They're not real worker-outers.
So he gets up early. He has a
really
good treadmill.
Bad habit of talking down to people for their actual body styles. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you're not hulky and bulky, you know, you're out. You're an idiot. What did he say? You're a loser.
You're a loser.
You're a loser.
Computer work. I do business work. I'm fresh in the morning. It's my time. It's my sanctuary. I love it.
What kind of work are you doing at 3:40 in the 5 in the morning with that salon suite?
I would appreciate not seeing straight up your nose.
Yeah, Frankie. Straight up
your
nose.
The way he's filming is...
And he usually has some makeup on. Like, this is just not... The whole thing is not a good look. Like, you know how some women look much better without makeup than they do with makeup? There was a scene in one of the dating shows that I was watching where the guy said, you look much better with makeup on. And I thought, that's refreshingly honest. I could see him typing out an email at 3:45 in the morning. Dear Salon Suites potential client, for the low, low price of $750,000, you too can have your own Salon Suites 63 miles from downtown Chicago.
Don't go with franchise.
No franchise. No. Mr. Franchise, what are you talking about?
It's me, Mr. Franchise. Don't worry about all the brand name, millions of dollars we spend in marketing, and for sure revenue, go with Frankie B. Look at Frankie B. Isn't that a man you trust $750,000 worth? Of course, it's not me, Supercuts, Mr. Franchise. With a track record of making people money. No, no, no. Go with Frankie B. He's got over 3 closed salon suites in the Chicagoland area.
Freak you out? It actually freaks me out. I actually can't wait to get up. I can't wait to get up early because for some reason I'm built different than a lot.
No, you're not. Shut the fuck up, dude. What the fuck? Every business book ever written in the last 40 years has the same advice. Wake up before everybody else does to get your emails done. Did you invent that too, Frankie?
He did.
Along with the concept of the salon suites that clearly were around 40 years before you were even born. Now he's stumbled upon the keys to success is waking up early. Said every book ever on self-help. For some reason, everyone thinks that being really tired is going to make you successful. I don't get it. I tried it. I did. I had a boss. I had a consulting job, and I had a boss. And I was so impressed by this guy. He really was super smart. He was like genius level smart, and he had grown this company to $100 million in revenue. And I was doing work for him, consulting work, and he did a team meeting, I'll never forget, from a jacuzzi in North Georgia at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and his day was done. He was drinking a margarita because he would get up at 2:30 in the morning and he would get all of his work done before then, so that when the work day actually came, he just sat and relaxed.
Yeah.
And if a fire came, he'd put it out.
Right.
That's what it, whatever. I tried that. And let me tell you something.
Your cabin in North Georgia burned down.
Yeah, my cabin in North Georgia set on fire because I left the stove on making eggs because I needed another 5 hours of sleep. It's ridiculous. What are you fucking talking about? Here's my keys to health, wealth, and success. Don't wake up until your son is bothering you so much that you have to get up. It's usually about 8:30.
But just use the chime, you know, on the alarm.
Use the slowly rolling chime. Yes.
That's the key.
The key to having a successful career is not using that obnoxious sound that Apple puts on. Yeah. Obnoxious.
It's bad.
Someone ought to investigate the person who made that noise.
People, all right? I got an engine at 60 years old. That engine just does not stop. It keeps going, and I can't help it. But I like it. I love it. I have energy.
I am so impressed with myself. Yeah, I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I am so damn impressed with myself.
It's built different, Brian.
Chrissy, I've been giving myself business advice. I just got off the internet with every book ever. And I've been giving myself the business advice of a lifetime for a lifetime. And I'm telling you what, I have made it. I have over 2 still operating salon suites in the Chicagoland area.
I mean, it looks like he's made it, and not to knock anybody.
No,
fluorescent lights.
No, don't apartment shame him.
And a screen door, the bam shut. But
I'm currently staying at,
he's not living in a McMansion.
This is just a temporary stop right now. I went from the closet of the salon suites to my stepdaughter's apartment. She moved in with her boyfriend down the hallway. And I'm telling you what, I've never felt better. I wake up at 2:30 in the morning. I run down the hallway. I wake my stepdaughter's boyfriend up and I say, "Stop being a loser."
Now come have some.
Now come have some tuna eggs with me. Nothing makes your ass smell fresh like some tuna eggs. Can you imagine the farts on that guy? I mean, oh,
it's gotta be
God.
I have passion. I have drive. Well, how do you get that?
Oh, sorry.
What I'm going to teach you to
I hit the mute button, I'm sorry.
In this video, it's a health and wealth video. How do you balance the two? We're going to talk about it. The first part and the most important part, more important than wealth could ever be in a million years,
is 21 EPMs every single month. I got to get that whacking off first thing in the morning. You just got to ejaculate quick. And for those of you guys who are just getting half hearties, I'm going to show you how to get a full hearty at least once a year.
We've all heard it. I hate to say it, but I'm going to be cliche and say it again. Without health, you got nothing.
That's
You've
true.
You've had a health.
That's true.
That is true.
That is true. Frankie. That is a platitude that I have heard so many times, but it is true.
Yes.
And we now know Frankie's true age is 62 years old.
He's saying 60.
He's saying 60. I think he's probably 66.
Yeah.
Scare, and I've had a health scare. We've all had it. What goes through your mind the minute you have a health scare?
So where is D? That's what goes through my mind. How much cocaine can I do before I die, doctor?
Well, wait. I also want to bring up something here. Frankie, we don't often see him in a sleeveless shirt.
True. Everyone's, who cut the sleeves out?
We don't often see him in the sleeveless shirt, and he has got some major rose tattoos. Now, if we think he's in his 60s, so he had to have gotten those like 40 years ago.
Chrissy.
30 years ago?
30 years ago.
That's way before it was super trendy to have.
Yeah, he's got full sleeves almost.
I think he's had another life.
He has. Mm. And I think that other life has to do with Microsoft. Do you know how I know? He's got the word Bing tattooed his arm.
He did. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
It's the wave of the future. I just invested $2 million and bing.
He invented it.
Yeah, I invented it.
Oh my God, he does have Bing.
That's right. I also invented ChatGPT, but unfortunately that's not ChatGPT.
Wow.
That's an application where you talk to people PG style.
Oh my God.
Bing.
He does have Bing on there.
If the other part of that we can't see, if the other part of that we can't see says bada bing, then
please let it say that, please.
Oh my God. Nothing else matters to me. I just want to feel good. I want this thing to go away. Please make it go away. Okay? Nothing else matters but your health. But
I bet he got crabs one time, and that's what he got all scared about. Yep. I just want this to go away. Please let it go away. I'm so itchy. I might die.
You got to have that attitude every day, all day.
Have you ever had crabs?
No.
I was just checking.
Do not neglect your body. There's a lot of things that you can control in your body. You can control your diabetes. You can control your weight gain. You got full control over your body. There are no excuses for you.
You can control what other people are writing, tattooing on you.
Yeah, yes.
Bing.
You can control what someone wrote on that arm that's going to stay there forever. And you literally have an ode to a dead search engine. Number one. Number two, I don't think you can control everything that happens to your body.
No.
And I don't think everybody can control diabetes. No. I think there's some people who cannot control that. Mm-hmm. And Frankie's not one of those people who can control diabetes. He's not that
diabetes.
Good. Diabetes.
That's what he
Sorry.
Says.
Diabetes. Mm-hmm. How do you say it?
I say diabetes. But
me too.
He says diabetes. He says diabetes.
I think that's a regional dialect thing. Yeah.
The bottom being territory.
The bottom being territory.
Not to take
the Midland, Chicago area, where I'm from.
And make it the absolute number one priority in your life. Listen, it takes time, okay? You have to build a routine. Get up in the morning. Get your workout done. Get your body turned into a fat-burning machine for the rest of the day. It's an engine.
Get a week's worth of tuna eggs going every single morning. Pound your mattress. Masturbate hard. You know what I'm talking about, guys. You got to get in there. You got to get it done. Take a nap at 4:45 in the morning till 9:30.
Make your videos.
Make your videos.
Start your day. Once you do the morning routine, okay, and your body starts getting used to it, and it's going to take you time to get used to this, okay? It doesn't come overnight. It's going to take you a few months. You're going to be dog tired. You're going to be saying, I ain't going to do it. You need to push, push, push through that, okay? Develop this habit. Once you do, you won't stop. Even when you go on.
This all sounds very miserable to me.
I know.
I don't want to have anything to do with that. Nope. No. Nope. I'll wake up at 7. It's okay. No, nothing's happening
like
at 3:30 in the morning.
I like waking
up at 9. Oh. Yeah. Commercial break has afforded Chrissy a wonderful lifestyle. Meanwhile, Brian's over here with 12 to 13 children, a dog with no knees, and a partridge in a fucking pear tree. No one lets me sleep.
On vacation, you're going to get up in the morning before the whole resort gets up, like I do.
Resort?
I'm basically
resort.
The
Why would I want to be on vacation getting up that early? Now you're just talking crazy talk. Now this is just crazy talk. Why do you go on vacation and wake up at 3:45 in the morning?
The
Why would you do that?
The resort isn't even up yet.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun.
I thought he was at home.
No, he is. What he's saying is even when you go on vacation, you're going to wake up at 3:45 in the morning. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
One in the gym at the resort. You know why? Because I got commitment. It starts my day. I feel good. If I don't work out, I don't feel good. I feel like I'm missing something. It's all about developing a routine.
Oh, God. I didn't realize it. Oh, yeah.
Who's
pump it,
filming
Frankie.
That?
Yeah. Well, he's just putting the camera. I saw the funniest thing the other day. I was driving down the road. I was driving along the river where they have like the paths, right? The walking trails. The walking trails that I hate because everyone stands in the middle of them.
Right.
But there's this beautiful woman in Lululemon and she's running down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving and then I hit a stop sign. So I stop at the stop sign and she's like right, you know, in my passenger side window.
You look.
And I look, I turn over, I look, and I see her run backwards, literally running backwards, not turn around, but running backwards. She puts her phone down on the ground, and then she runs forward toward the phone, does this whole number with pursed lips, and then grabs her phone and goes back. Content. People do this. Yeah, content. And this is what Frankie is doing at the gym. Mm-hmm. By the way, if it's 3:45 in the morning, there's a lot of people at the gym, isn't there?
Yeah, he said he got there first. Ugh.
Oh, Frankie, you're so hard. By the way, he's at the gym right now. Oh, yeah, Frankie, get in a pump.
Look at that guy in the blazer. Leg days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a guy in a red blazer at the gym at 3:45 in the morning. That guy is coming from the local speakeasy where he has been doing cocaine all night long. No doubt. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Frankie. Get the obliques.
Just finished a killer workout. Now, normally, I work out for 2 hours a day. I don't know if you're going to have that kind of time, but I would say...
Two hours a day!
Also, it's been proven you got to let your muscles, if you do that, he was just killing it on the machines. Like, if you're doing those strength workouts, you've got to let your muscles rest.
You
got to
let your rest and recover.
You can't go two hours hard every day.
That's right. I've been taking, I took 2 years since my last leg day.
They're fully recovered and now atrophied.
Yeah, that's right. But that's how you work out. That's how you get bulky. Yeah. You got to give yourself a lot of time to rest and relax. First of all, second of all, 2 hours, Frankie.
Yeah, that's a lot.
How are you making money? It's not from YouTube.
It's Salon Suite.
Oh, my God.
They're just printing money.
2 hours. This guy has a life, man.
Bones minimum. You need at least an hour a day. That's right, a day. For all of you who think that, you know, you can work out for two or three times a week for maybe only a half hour a day, it's not going to cut it. Your body is not going to make the changes that you want it to make. I think you're just going to be stale. You're not going to see gains.
You're going to be a crusty piece of old bread that people, that women are going to want to throw in the trash because you're a loser. Get up, 3:45, spend the first 6.5 hours making tuna eggs, then go to the gym for 3.5 hours. Then you visit your salon suites for 10 to 15 minutes. Let's be honest. It's a closet. It doesn't take much... Doesn't take much to manage the closet. Then you go back, you work on your videos. You check your diabetes.
Oh, and my then God.
You go to bed at 6:15. Yeah. That's it. You got to get up in 2 hours.
You're going to lose interest. And what happens when you lose interest? You stop going to the gym. But if you go in it, but if you go into this.
I don't know. What happens when you lose interest? Let's ask your last girlfriend, Frankie. Yeah.
You know, knowing
he's
that
like
you got
out of
work.
Breath walking from the front door of the gym out on a flat pavement carpet.
I told you this before. pavement. Pavement carpet. Chrissy's got the pavement carpet.
I'm flabbergasted.
Chrissy's, come on down to Chrissy's pavement carpet.
Pavement carpet.
Are you sick of your tires squealing all over the cement? Do you want a nice cushiony ride into work? Over here at Chrissy's pavement carpet, we'll take care of you. It's only 26 times the cost of cement, and you only have to change it once every 2 years.
Work your tail off, make a commitment, stick with the commitment through thick and thin, no matter.
Stick with the commitment.
I'm telling you, some of these guys, they're bulky, but they couldn't run half a mile.
That's the thing. He's in there. He's only doing his muscles.
That's right. He's doing no cardio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're diagnosing Frankie. We don't know what the fuck Frankie does.
He needs to be running on pavement carpet.
I know. By the way, Frankie, I know you're watching because I know you're watching. We love you.
We do.
And we'll always love you. You'll always be tied to us. And I cry for the day.
He's our first love, really.
He is our first love. TCB.
Never forget your first.
We both have general knowledge, and we've been attracted to each other ever since.
How hard? How hard it is for you? How much your body hurts and aches? Hey, man up. You know, deal with it. And if you're a woman watching, the same thing.
Grab your saggy balls and get it together, guys.
Woman up and deal with it. No one said it's going to be easy, you know, to develop the body that you want. Nothing comes easy. Just grin and bear it.
That reminds me of a Coldplay song. Nobody said it was easy. You gotta make lots of tuna eggs. Nobody said it was easy when you just work out your arms and have skinny legs. Oh my God, did you see that shower he was taking a shower in?
Yeah, it didn't look good. I wasn't gonna say anything.
Yeah, can we just I don't wanna shower shame anybody. But does a human fit in there? Looks like a Costa Rican shower. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It really does. Looks like a Costa Rican shower.
And not the open air kind.
No, not the kind you actually want to take a shower in. I'm putting on my makeup! So hardcore, Frankie.
Boom. And he's showing his serums.
So thinner!
Oh, tuna. Oh, he's going. Oh,
yeah, we're not even describing
toast.
This. Yeah, by the way, he's making tuna on
salad.
Tuna on lettuce with avocado.
He's a dry toast and he's cutting open avocado.
That's right.
This is his breakfast. I'm assuming.
I love this. I love
I'm assuming it's his breakfast.
Of course it's his breakfast. Well, it's breakfast. It's like 3:46 in the morning.
Exactly.
Slice up the avocado! Put it on toast!
I got here.
Egg whites.
Oh my God, that looks disgusting.
Just got egg whites.
Yeah, that looks like how I used to eat. Is this how I was when I was single?
Kind of.
A little bit. Yeah.
But then we would eat pizza.
Yeah, then we eat pizza and get drunk.
For egg whites.
Of course,
white.
He doesn't show those videos. No, none of those videos involved.
No yolks. I never do the yolks. I got one piece of whole wheat toast. Now, this is only 35 calories per slice. And the particular brand that I get only has 6 grams of carbs because it has a lot of fiber in it. I've got 1/2 of an avocado. These are my good fats that I want every day. We need good fats. And then
did you turn into Martha fucking Stewart? What are you talking about? You have a piece of lettuce with literal can of tuna on top of it. Mm. That's not a meal. That's I farted and this is what came out of my kitchen.
Some tuna and some romaine.
I do not now, have a girlfriend or a wife.
That's right. You think you got that goddamn right. You think any woman in his life would allow him to eat that?
No.
That's how I was eating when Astrid found me.
Romaine because I don't want any more carbs. I play with my carbs. If I'm heavy on carbs the day before.
I take my bread. I rub it around my nipples. You know, I play with my carbs. I twist my spaghetti around my cock.
The next day, I'm going to lighten up on carbs. This is my go-to, I'm going to call it breakfast lunch, because it's a little after 12 o'clock, okay? And this is combining.
He's been up for 9 hours, and he's just now eating after he just did a two-hour workout.
Yeah, well, he probably does that damn intermittent fasting like I do. But my intermittent fasting is like 4 hours long.
But so. You really should eat right after you work out.
Totally.
Like that.
Yeah. At least some protein.
Because it breaks your muscles down. Yeah.
2 meals. So I've been fasting all the way since 8 o'clock last night, and it's 12 o'clock the next day.
He didn't where he passed out at the gym.
Yeah. He also
lost a few hours that way.
Yeah, he also didn't show the stovetop stuffing, meal he ate last night in front of the TV by himself.
Not even doing. It's been burning my own fat for energy, and that's the name of the game. So instead of eating 3 meals a day, cut it down to 2. Push that breakfast into lunch. Let your body burn its own fat for energy. It's going to help you lose or.
Literally, let your body eat itself. It's a lot of fun. You're never going to feel the same. Wake up at 3:40, make yourself miserable at every turn, and you're going to feel better than you ever have before. Oh, I'm sorry, Frankie. So far, this all sounds very unpleasant.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You've motivated me to do nothing.
It's maybe sustainable for like a week.
Yeah, a month.
To me, at the most. Yeah.
But I used to be this extreme. I would walk 4 miles a day. I'd eat nothing but a certain regimented meal. And I lost a lot of weight, and I looked good, and I felt good. But I dated nobody. I never got out of the house. And I always got a little too drunk because I had no food in my stomach. So there you go. Yeah. Maybe I should try it sober. But I don't have any fucking time to do all this. Brian. Thanks. I appreciate it. You look good too, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Yeah. You want to fuck? Nah, just kidding.
Nah.
I'm waiting for my 81-year-old to roll in and...
That's right.
I'm going to hit that. I'm going to dick her down hard. You know what I'm saying?
Get that KY.
Get that KY. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I. Listen to all the audio, watch all the video, all from tcbpodcast.com. You can also hit the Contact Us button. Get your free 21 EPM sticker. Let us know that you want it. Send us your address. We send them out every couple of weeks. We send out a bulk package full of the requests.
We've got boxes we're taking down to the mail, to the post office.
Boxes and boxes and boxes. No, we just keep on getting the sticker by the box. We never send them back out the door. Got a million stickers. So we're giving two away, actually. You'll get two stickers this month if
one
you let us
know. One
for
you, one for a friend.
That's right.
Yeah.
One for the friend who has balls enough to put it on the back of his car, and one that's just not 21 EPM. It's a little bit more lame. But
you can always put it on your journal.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Put it on your journal, stick it on your shirt, throw it on your favorite weight machine at the gym. You know how it goes. You'll figure it out. Add the commercial break on Instagram, 1-855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383. Please text us your comments, questions, concerns, and content ideas toll-free from anywhere in the world. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak, fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. We're so proud to present you our YouTube channel. We're so proud to present it to nobody. All right, Chrissy. And TCB Podcast on TikTok. Chrissy,
Brian.
I guess that's all I can do today. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.